quite the taboo scene you've stumbled into now, isn't it? Well, let's just say that it isn't every day you find yourself on your knees, stroking your dick, watching your best friend Steve's hot-ass wife, Amanda, take some stud's long, fat cock up her pussy, right in her bedroom. Now is it? No, it's not. You've always had a thing for Amanda. Actually, you've always had a hard dick for her. Just thinking about that tight, sexy body. Those long, lean legs. Big silicone tits. That round little ass. And that face? Yeah, you've stroked off plenty of times thinking about that hot bitch. To the thought of having your tongue up her ass, licking that hot, wet pussy. Of watching her suck your dick. Not that she would ever suck your dick, no. Amanda likes the big meat. Like the stud who's fucking her. And you? Well, you just don't major up in the dick department. Which is why you're on your knees, stroking, watching her fuck a real man's dick. You see, Amanda has always known that you go home after seeing her and jerk your dick, thinking about her hot ass. She's also known all along that you're a submissive, limp dick, just waiting for the right dominant bitch to take charge and humiliate your pathetic ass. Which is exactly what she's doing. The party at Amanda and Steve's was a big one. Lots of people, lots of drinks, a really good time. And you were enjoying yourself, talking with the guys, playing some pool, and trying not to stare whenever she walked by. But that mini dress and those fucking 4-inch heels made that a little hard. That and the fact that she was teasing you most of the night. Typical Amanda. A little flirting, getting a little too close, giving you a view down into that valley between those big tits. Hell, she even laughed and slapped your ass. Made that dick twitch, didn't it? And then, of course, there's Amanda's girlfriends, Donna and Meredith. They're hot as hell, too. And acting like the sluts they are. Oh, yeah. Those two have already slipped away from the party a few times with a couple of different guys. Jim from down the street and that guy Bob from the office, and they sure looked happy after a little private time with Amanda's friends. And now, the party's really swinging. Crowded with lots of people you don't know. And Meredith? Well, she slides up next to you as you sit at the bar, smiling, and leans over, letting her tits drag across your arm, cooing in your ear. Hi, I'm Meredith. I'm a really good friend of Amanda's. Your head swirls a bit, her warm breath in your ear, that soft voice, her perfume, and your dick twitches as you stutter through a hello. She's hot, tight little dress, dark hair and lips that were made for sucking cock, and she's flirting with you. Stirring her drink, teasing you with her eyes, she steps in between your open legs, letting those hips slide up against your thighs, leaning forward, putting your mouth up to your ear. You feel her tongue lightly tracing along you as her hand slides down to your crotch, rubs along your dick. Your body stiffens and she purrs in your ear. How would you like to have a really good time, baby? You nearly moan the answer as she rubs your stiff dick. Yes, you would. Good. Because Amanda said I should come get you and bring you upstairs. There's some real hot fun going on up there. Her tongue slides into your ear. Wet. Warm. And her hand rubs and squeezes your balls. And she smiles and takes your hand. And you follow her hot little ass upstairs like you're hypnotized. You stop in one of the hallways. And she turns and kisses you. Hot. Sexy. Wrapping one of her legs around you as your hands slide over her ass. You feel the heel of her stiletto dragging down your calf and she tongue fucks you. Your dick pulsing in your pants. She breaks the kiss and smiles and says, "Come on, let's go in, baby." You walk in behind her and your eyes take a moment to adjust to the low light. She shuts the door behind you, locking it. And as you look ahead, you feel her hands undoing your belt, sliding your pants down. And there, in front of you, on the bed, is Amanda. Naked, except for her heels and thigh-high stockings, smiling, looking at you as a tall, muscular young stud slides his huge dick deep into her slowly from behind. You don't know what to say as Meredith slides her hands up your chest, pinching your nipples. Well, I'm glad you came. Now, why don't you get out of those clothes and get your ass over here? And you do, quickly stripping away the last of your clothes with a little help from hot little Meredith, and then walking toward the bed. Your stiff little dick at complete attention. Oh my. That's not much dick, baby. I thought you'd have something, well, more useful. Amanda smiles and laughs. So does Meredith. Even the stud is smirking as he slides his meat deep up into her. Amanda moans and tells him to fuck her harder. Fuck her deep. As she looks right at you. Well, don't worry, Shorty. I'm sure I've got a use for you. You feel Meredith. Her hands on your shoulders. Gently pushing you down and you sink to your knees as you feel her hand grab a fistful of your hair, pulling your head back as you look up at her. Time for a little cleanup, Shorty. She laughs as she straddles your face. Her wet, slick cunt grinding over your mouth, and you slurp at her cunt. As Amanda laughs and Meredith tells you to eat that pussy, baby. Come on. I'll bet you love the way it tastes. You do love it, you mumble, sucking on her cunt as she slides it over your face. You hear the stud grunting that he's gonna come, and Amanda telling him to shoot it on her ass. You suck away, slurping the wet pussy as you begin jerking your dick. Oh, no, no, no. Don't be jerking that dick. It's Amanda. And Meredith grinds down onto your face one more time, really shoving her pussy into your mouth, and then releasing you, stepping away from you, walking over to the bed as you watch her climb on and slide the stud's bent dick into her mouth, sucking him as she starts stroking. Amanda walks over to you and turns around, bending forward, her hand pointing to her perfect ass, the stud's thick load dripping over the round curves. Lick this shit up, you little cum slut. She laughs and you start to protest, to actually say no. When she tells you, shut the fuck up. You've already got about 3 guys' loads down your throat. Em's been a total slut tonight. She laughs and pushes her ass towards you. And you clutch her thighs and start licking. Licking the studs come off her ass. It's so damn warm, and her ass is perfect, and you worship it as you lick her clean. You're on your knees, between the stud's legs, and Amanda is right next to you, her hand in your hair, pushing you forward as she strokes his fat, hard dick into your drooling mouth. Her voice soft, sexy, purring in your ear. That's it. That's my little cocksucker. No, I always knew you were a cocksucker, baby. I always wanted to be the one to feed your sissy ass some nice fat dick. Oh yeah, that's it. Suck it good. Suck that head. Come on, baby. Open up and take it. Take it while M fucks your ass. You're moaning. Moaning like a whore. Whimpering as Amanda shoves your head down on the stud's dick. And Meredith? She's got about 5 inches of fat rubber dick up your quivering pussy hole, and you're shaking as she clutches your hips, pushing more thick black tuber into your virgin ass. And Amanda urges you on. Take that dick. Choke on that fucking dick. You want that cum down your throat, bitch? Then suck this fucking dick like you want it. And baby, you're not going to be able to fucking walk when we're through with that boy pussy. She laughs and you suck, gagging as she strokes the shaft up to your lips. Meredith, sliding it in deeper, inch by fat inch. Your ass is on fire. Your cock dripping pre-cum as you choke on the stud's fat dick. Come on. Suck it, baby. Suck it. He's gonna come. Gonna come right down your throat, baby. Come on. Suck it. Suck it and I'll jerk that little dick of yours off. God, the thought of it. You suck and slide. The stud fucking your mouth. Your spit drooling, dripping down your chin as Amanda squeezes the stud's balls. And he grunts, groans, and blows his load. Thick. So fucking hot. Into your mouth. And you gag and choke, struggling to swallow it as it runs and drips from your mouth. Amanda pulls your head off the stud's cock, laughing at you. And Meredith slides the fat rubber dick in and out of your ass. Amanda reaches down, her fingernails teasing your dick, looking you in the eye while she quickly strokes you. Gonna come? Gonna give me that big load, baby? She laughs at you. You nod yes. Yes, please. And explode in her hand. She smiles. Come dripping from your mouth as you moan. And she shoves her hand into your face, smearing your cum across your lips and then telling you to lick and suck it off her fingers while Meredith fucks your ass slow and deep. You suck your load off her fingers, her smiling face just a few inches from you, looking you in the eyes. Can't wait for the next party, baby. You'll be my real good little cocksucker by then. Your eyes close in rapture as she laughs.